This is Allison Close reading The Girl Who's Ashamed of Her Shadow. Once upon a time, there was a girl who was ashamed of her shadow. So ashamed that she took a great pair of shears and lanced the thing off. Happily then, she went about her days, shimmering golden in the sunlight, with no ugly consequences. Or so she thought. For her shadow had not altogether vanished, dispersed into ether, but simply stepped a few feet from her, and there, nearby, her shadow lurked. At first, she didn't notice him at all, but every now and then she would catch a glimpse of a shadow stalker, a scuttling black shape in the corner of her room, two white eyes in the black. "Leave me alone," she would scream. "You're not needed here." And she would hear him mumble back. At first the sounds it made were sorrowful, imploring, but the more she denied the thing, the more vicious the grunts, the more spiteful the mutterings became. But she could cope with her little tag-along. As long as he could not be seen, then she was happy still. She found her friends now, too, were shadowless. The old acquaintances had drifted off, jealous, she assumed. One sunny day, on the date of her birthday, the girl arrived home to find a surprise party awaited her. How perfectly lovely! Wasn't everything perfectly lovely? Lovely until she opened her third present. A dress. Size? Large. What was this gift-giver implying? The girl was a slim, small, petite, a waif at best. And while these thoughts ran through the furious girl's head, her shadow crept behind her, ever closer. As her plastic smile turned crooked, he lurched forward. The friends looked on, disgusted, as the hideous thing scuttled towards them. Neglected and ignored, it had become a malformed, odious, enormous mass of swirling black with two red eyes like pokers gleaming. Still focused on the plus-sized gift, the girl spat out, "I love it." And as the lies danced awkwardly across the room, the shadow seized his chance. He grabbed the offending friend around the neck and squeezed and strangled, two black claws extending from his form. Enraged, afraid, their sunny dispositions waning, the friends struggled to control their shadows too. A swarm, a flock of murder of shadows rose from every nook, and each took hold of the throat of a neglectful neck. Their stifled rage let loose upon the party. And when the scuffle cleared, and all was silent, 10 shadows shuffled towards the door, and 10 girls skulked along behind them, pale imitations of their old selves, shadow-led from that day till their last